Hello, and welcome to This is Purdue, the official podcast for Purdue University. Our conversations and stories feature Boilermaker students, faculty, and alumni taking small steps toward their giant leaps and inspiring others to do the same. Active on campus since the early 1960s, Purdue University's Hockey Club enjoys the enthusiastic support of students, alumni, and sponsors. As a Division III ACHA collegiate-level organization, the Boilermakers compete within the Indiana Collegiate Hockey Conference. Skilled competitors on the ice, the club's dedicated members play their home games at either the Fuel Tank in Fishers or Pop Weaver Ice Arena in Indianapolis. They share their passion for the sport with us here.
You know, it's a great way to continue playing hockey in college if you're, you know, going to school for something other than obviously playing Division I hockey. You know, it's just a great way to continue to play and a great way to, you know, stick with it. Well, the guys are great, obviously. Being on the team, obviously a huge commitment because you're already, you know, hankered down with a lot of schoolwork and, you know, all of your other extracurriculars. But these guys, they're here to play hockey, and they treat it just like that. I mean, they put as just much as effort as, you know, Division I guys put in.
Most of us have been playing hockey all our lives, and it's something that we've always enjoyed doing, and it is a lot of work to balance it and get your schedule all worked out, but it enables us to keep doing something we really love to do.
It's a great opportunity to be able to represent our school playing hockey. You know, every time we put on that P, it means a lot to us to be on the ice and representing Purdue University. It's a great school educationally, it's a great school in athletics, and every time we step on the ice, we think that we're the better school.
It has been a great experience for anyone who's ever been involved with this organization. It's a lot of fun, both for members and spectators. I think we put on a pretty good show for people.
The fans, when they come to the Purdue game, it's awesome having people support us in the stands. Just seeing people in the crowd is just incredible, just having that support behind us. And then my family was able to make it to every single game this year and last year. So it's just awesome having them be there and see it. The family, they were there since I was 3 years old, and they were there all the way till I was a senior in college, which is just awesome. The campus recognition feels great. People finally knowing that there's a hockey team on campus. Although we are a club, we're not associated, we're not a varsity sport. It's great people to know. It can also draw students to try out that aren't interested right away, but they see the success that we're doing. They see the recognition that we get on campus. So students will definitely become interested, which is great.
My best friends are on this team. I've been playing since I was a freshman, and you know, I have never regretted it. All the time and money I've put into this sport. I think anybody that knows hockey players know that that group of guys on the team, it becomes more of not just friendship. I mean, it's like a brotherhood. You guys are a family.
Representing Purdue University both on and off the field of play, student-athletes across the intercollegiate sports rely on student-athletic trainers to help prevent and recover from injuries. The athletic training program at Purdue provides only the best in academic coursework and hands-on clinical education, allowing students to acquire exceptional skills that in turn keep Purdue's teams competing in peak condition.
Athletic training is a lot more than just taping ankles. That's the first thing that you kind of do as a freshman is tape ankles, but you go well beyond that into rehabbing the ankle that might need to be taped or rehabbing shoulders and knees. So the taping obviously helps to prevent the injuries that we don't want to have to treat, but once the injury happens, someone has to be able to help the athlete get back.
Athletic training is awesome at Purdue because I think of all the great staff we have here, the atmosphere that they present for the students to learn in, and the opportunity to work with Big Ten Athletics.
I enjoy the fact that we have classes that teach us stuff and how to do what we're doing now. And then in the afternoon, we can come into the training room and actually do what we've learned in class.
Athletic training is a service profession. And it's very satisfying for us to prepare those students and develop their skills and their knowledge so that they can go out and have a successful and happy career in athletic training.
Well, we want our youngsters to graduate and continue the progression onward and upward and continue to be better and better in our field.
A common injury in women's basketball is a tear of the anterior cruciate ligament, also known as an ACL tear. And the most common treatment for a tear of an ACL is surgery. So before going into surgery, as much range of motion as we can get as possible is best. After surgery, we begin working once again on extension and flexion of the knee. Once we have that, then we can work on strengthening the knee.
Every student athletic trainer, I think, here is very important to the athletes at Purdue University, just because you can't have the attention of a head physical therapist or athletic trainer on you all the time. So it's really good for, I think, all student athletes here at Purdue to get a chance to work with these student athletic trainers.
You get to work with the football players, with the swimmers, with the basketball players, with the track athletes, and you just get to see them at their highest and their lowest. And I think that's an awesome part of being able to watch how we as athletic trainers really do have an impact on how they perform and how they're able to compete at their highest level.
Thanks to the work of dedicated trainers, Purdue student athletes stay in top competitive form, continuing the university's longstanding tradition of victory in the Big Ten. Thanks for listening to This is Purdue. For more information on this episode, visit our website at purdue.edu/podcast. There, you can route to your favorite podcast app to subscribe and leave a review. As always, Boiler Up.